This is the point where we admit to each other we don't really have much to say this week.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the Messy Pew, and yeah, I guess that's it. That's us. That's our podcast done.
That's it done. Excellent.
How are you today, my friend? How's your long week post Easter?
I am good. I have just come to the end of a 2-day work week.
2 days of. I can't be too jealous, you know, with a 3-day work week and a squeezed into 2.5 days. So, you know,
it's not bad, is it?
I could get on with this whole kind of bank holiday thing. It's quite nice.
It's good because there's another one in a couple of weeks.
Fantastic. Is that the week where I may have accidentally booked 2 days off in that same week as well?
Define accidentally.
Well, it's all about Doctor Strange and the universe, multiverse madness. It's coming out that week. Didn't realise it was the same week as bank holiday. I'd been tempted to book more days off if I had done.
I didn't know that was coming out.
Oh, what it is. You just don't know what it is. It's the new Marvel thing. It's all about universes and multiverses. And you've not seen the latest Spider-Man, have you?
No. No. I've seen the original Doctor Strange, if that helps.
Yes, but only because you know what Doctor Strange is.
I don't know what Doctor Strange is.
It
was a bit strange.
Well, you know. Anyway, got a few bits and pieces this week. Firstly, quote of the week from the small one that I wanted to share with you. For the benefit of lovely listener, oh my days, at home. She's 9. Daddy, what would happen if God didn't give us water?
Interesting. How did you answer that?
I think I said something about how, because of how involved God was within creation, it would either have water or have something different to water that would work in its place. Yeah. Or didn't need water. And she seemed to accept it, you know? I was like, oh, cool.
On the subject of children and faith, theology things. On Easter Sunday at dinner time, we were at my parents-in-law, and one of my sons says, as we're sitting down, can I say grace? And granddad says, yeah, you say grace. He looks at him, grace.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud right now. How did it go down with in-laws?
They thought, I think they came more down on the endearing side. But yeah.
Oh, he's definitely got your sense of humour. Next thing.
I'm going to say that's very complimentary.
Well, it made me laugh, you know. I can't.
Exactly.
Be too critical. Have you heard about the latest worship gig? That's been lighting up. It's gone viral.
Is it Chris Tomlin? It's usually Chris Tomlin.
It might be his song. But it's definitely not him playing. Basically, imagine you're in a plane. Imagine you're flying somewhere, I don't know, nice or at least nice-ish. You'd hope you're flying somewhere at least nice-ish to be in a plane.
Last time I went to a plane, I was flying to Manchester.
That's nice-ish.
It's quite big-ish, isn't it?
I quite like Manchester.
It's not like going on holiday somewhere sunny and warm, is it?
Okay, it's not exactly the warmest of places. It's not, you know, up there with...
My plane got delayed taking off from home by snow and taking off from Manchester coming back by snow.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like we are beginning to, you know, dig at something a little bit sensitive for you.
You got mail.
Do we need to, you know, tackle this area of your life, or, you know, preferably refer you to the train counselor?
No, it's all right.
Are you okay? Has this resurfaced memories?
No, it's fine, because what I do remember is that Manchester Airport had quite a good bar. So
every cloud.
Oh, I didn't see any of those.
But my point being, imagine you're on a plane. Someone picks up a acoustic guitar, and it's a Christian with an acoustic guitar.
Sounds painful already.
And he starts leading himself and a group of, I presume, friends in a worship session in that plane.
Okay, I have some questions.
Okay.
Did his group of friends constitute all of the passengers?
No, it did not. There were, I wouldn't even go as far to say 10% of that plane.
Okay.
It was a handful.
Yeah.
And
interesting.
They were not looking impressed, you know, not his friends, but the people on the plane.
Okay. So is this, do you think this was intended as a time of worship or as some kind of evangelistic thing or something else?
I would love to know. I would love to know, because if you get people of other faiths doing something similar, that would probably get an entirely different reaction. You know, I'm not sure if they've, yeah, you'd have to feel very safe in order to pick up a acoustic guitar and start singing like that.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder what happened if someone random just started playing loud music on the plane.
Yeah. So I'm struggling to work out if I think this is really good or really annoying.
I do feel sorry for the people on the plane.
Hmm.
But interestingly, one comment I did hear from another podcast, non-Christian podcast, was, it's not like they're playing the big kind of church hits either. So the example that he used was, it's not like they're singing Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So something that it was, if, I mean, admittingly, what has gone viral was only like a 30-second clip. So there could be other tunes. But I guess his point was, it didn't look like something that other people who weren't part of that, I don't know, six, could easily join in with.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I'm just thinking, this part of me goes, oh, that feels really uncomfortable. And like, should you use worship in a non-Christian context? Or is that just sort of like dilute the worship that's intended for God? But then thinking, like, I can't remember what they called it, but Soul Survivor did that thing in London, didn't they, where it's like Soul Survivor in the City or something like that. And they took over, is it Trafalgar Square, Leicester Square, one of those kind of places,
Manchester as well.
And like Tim Hughes led worship with like a few thousand people there. But that was like a few thousand Christians went there to do that.
Mm.
But that was used as quite an evangelistic thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think if you're on a street and someone's got an acoustic guitar, sing some worship tunes, you can leave if you want to. Whilst you could argue you can leave if you want to, if someone's doing it on a plane, that would also
quite a big choice to make.
Yeah, that's sort of life choice you don't come back from.
So you kind of hope that the evangelism worked
really very quickly.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I remember a few times doing kind of like some worship music with worship bands outside the cathedral, outside churches, as part of events where it's like we're doing like an evangelistic thing.
Mm.
You sort of expect that from it when you're quite clearly connected to the church or the cathedral.
Mm.
Mm. Like that doesn't seem odd. And you get that the whole kind of healing on the streets thing, worship on the streets. So I don't think there's a problem with taking worship out in the public. But it's sort of like those people on the plane have no choice but be subjected to it.
It's very much a definition of captive audience.
Mm. Yeah. And like if someone had just put a CD player on quite loud, someone would have come to ask them to turn it off, wouldn't they?
Mm. Mm.
I wonder, did anyone from like the plane staff come and tell them to be quiet or anything?
I don't know. I'd love to know more about it.
Would they be too worried and go, oh, they'll complain about us suppressing religious freedom or something?
Who knows? I mean, the video clip's very obviously at least halfway through a song.
Yeah. So presumably they at least did a whole song.
Yeah. And it obviously went long enough for people to get their phones out and record it.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I've got a friend who's a bus driver. And a few years ago when he first started driving buses, I remember him telling me that he thought as he was driving along, he had an empty bus at the end of the route. And he was singing Amazing Grace to himself as he was going. And because he had the bus to himself, he was quite loud and enjoying it. And then as he got to the last verse, someone in the back started joining in. And it turned out the bus wasn't as empty as he thought. I think he was just quite embarrassed about it. But obviously the guy in the back had obviously enjoyed it enough to join in.
Interesting.
But yeah, I wonder if... Oh, so on that video... So there's some people who've kind of stood up and joined in as friends. I wonder if anyone else on the plane just happened to join in.
Who knows?
It's really interesting, isn't it? I'd like to find out who did it and speak to them. Maybe we could get them as a guest on the podcast.
If you know who did it, please feel free to drop us a line to the Messy Pew on Twitter or Instagram. No, we're not. We're at Messy Pew on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, we are. The Messy Pew at gmail.com for emails.
This is going well today.
It's all right. It's better than your autocorrect earlier.
Let's not start talking about that because I will collapse into a fit of giggles. But so if you want to go to Instagram, it's probably there.
Yeah. Interesting.
Lastly, I just want to comment a little bit more about our Easter Saturday podcast.
Our episode from last week.
Yes. Last week's episode.
Yeah.
And after I tweeted it out, after I did all the bits and pieces, it occurred to me. And I think it's something that I got pulled up on via Twitter a couple of years back. It's actually called Holy Saturday because Easter Saturday is, well, tomorrow.
That is true.
So if you're the liturgical mind.
Yeah, I think I even said that in the podcast beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you are of a liturgical mind, I do apologise. Yes. But one thing I did stumble across, I think it was actually on Easter, not Easter Saturday, on Holy Saturday, on the Saturday.
Holy Saturday.
This great piece on I think it's the Celtic Christianity Facebook group, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes because it does go on a bit. And yeah, so I'm not going to read it out, but basically it's a breakdown into thoughts from Christians in the early Middle Ages, and how it was looked upon, how that Saturday was looked upon as a time when it was celebrated Jesus turning over hell.
Yeah.
And it was very much almost part two of like the three-part story in which Jesus went down to hell, turned it over. And in fact, it goes on to share some other writings that talks about Christ reaching hell's gates and demanding entry, and then some demons saying no, and then hell quaking, gates of death breaking, and basically Jesus conquering hell, which, yeah, something we don't, is another kind of part of Easter. Not Easter Saturday, Holy Saturday. No, we don't talk about. But
yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because that's the idea of Jesus going and banging on the gates of hell and saying, or demanding them to be opened. Just feels quite odd, doesn't it? But it's thinking that on Easter, he kind of defeated death and sin and everything. It kind of makes sense.
Hmm. According to this, Jesus left it in a wreck.
So, just going to tell you a very quick story from that I heard Carl Beach, president of CVM, talking about. So apparently before he became a church leader, he worked in a bank. I'm not quite sure what he did in the bank, but he worked in a bank. Mm. And he had someone come and visit him who was a medium and kind of spiritual healer or something. And she could speak to spirits, and through their kind of conversation it came up that he was a Christian, that she did this and she could kind of speak with evil spirits, and he asked her, next time you speak to these spirits, could you ask them who's in charge on the other side? She didn't come back. And then quite a while later, she came back and saw him. And he was like, I haven't seen you for ages. What happened? And she said, I did what you asked. And I asked them who was in charge. And they said, the Christ is. If you keep speaking to that man, we'll stop talking to you. So assuming that all of that happened as she said it did, clearly they realised that Christ is in charge.
And there we have it. I think that's probably a good place for us to wrap it, I guess.
I think it is.
Because what else do we have to add? Apart from, thank you for listening. Please subscribe on your favourite podcast provider. And find us at MessyPew on Twitter/Instagram. Or search for MessyPew on Facebook. Or indeed email us at themessypew@gmail.com. And I had it written down that time.
And you nearly said it right.
I did nearly say it right. Next time I'll be golden.
Right.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.